old tweet, okay? Meaning I want my 10,000 of my Twitter followers to follow you, okay? Now, another one could be a message about your program. Maybe you have a video that you want to be retweeted to 10,000 followers. Maybe you have a photo, or maybe you have a link that you want me to retweet to 10,000. So it's one or the other, okay? It's your choice. Either a follow you at your Twitter name retweet or a retweet of your 140 character or less message. I hope that makes sense. All right. Susan from Westlane, Oregon. Is there a way to get a recording as I am working when you broadcast? Absolutely. When you become a member, Susan, I'm not sure if you are a member already. I don't have your last name here, so I know there's a Susan in the members. If you're a member, all you have to do is log into masterlistbuilder.tv, and then on the welcome page, as soon as you log in, you will see thumbnails of the webinar trainings, and all you have to do is click on the thumbnail or the photo or the graphic, and then a new window will open up or a new tab will open up, and it will show that day's training. So it's all housed and saved as recorded files, and then you can only access them inside the membership site at masterlistbuilder.tv. All right, so I hope that answers your question. Lowell, more info about retweet. What do you mean by that? Could you clarify what you mean by that question, Lowell? Thank you. Colin from Ocala, Florida. Hi, Joel. I asked you last night a little late. On the blog part of the members page, do we give our blog part a title for the blog? Or do we give each time we want to write, give it a title? Are you talking about your blog on a blog platform or inside the masterlistbuilder.tv, Colin? Well, any which way I can answer that. It is always good to have a title, a different title for each blog post. You can have a title for your blog or a name for your blog site, especially a keyword-specific name. And at the same time, you also want to give a different title on your blogs, especially something that's keyword-specific. For example, when you go to my blog at masterlistbuilder.com/blog, okay, you will see that each video, I have a video blog, okay, because I prefer to show videos than to type. I just don't like typing, okay, and I notice that videos are, people stick and stay on your website or on your blog longer when you have videos. So I have a video blog. So when you go to masterlistbuilder.com/blog, you will see that each blog post has a different title and it's a different video each time. Okay, usually describing the nature or the topic of the video. So there's some keywords there. Okay, hope that makes sense. Any other questions about last night's training? All right, I'll go ahead and continue with tonight's training, and this is pretty quick. And I'll entertain other questions at the latter part of this presentation. The training tonight is very quick, and it'll take you longer to execute it than for me to tell you what to do, okay? And this is Day 7 Tutorial, Auto-Humanization Part 2, Targeted Twitter List Building. Okay. As I said last night, auto-humanization is a way to automate your business, your marketing, and at the same time, humanizing your enterprise. Okay, so automate your business and humanize your enterprise. So the beauty about doing this, especially with Twitter, is that you can